turns out that you don't even have to go to Comic-Con inside Comic-Con to experience Comic-Con. You can just, like, sit outside and watch people, and that could be your Comic-Con experience.
Mm-hmm. Producer Jessica had a fun experience with her mother last night. There's a geek couture fashion show?
Yeah, it's the Her Universe Geek Couture fashion show. I go every year.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite events, and cosplayers and designers, they compete and make these custom couture gowns.
Okay.
And the prize was $10,000 last night.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really cool, and I was super excited because I actually had a friend competing this year.
Oh, nice.
Wait a second. So they make gowns based on Comic-Con type movies?
Yeah, anything, really. Any kind of fandom. I mean, there was everything there last night. It was so cool.
And your friend is a fashion designer?
Yeah, she does cosplay and designs gowns and stuff. And she's been trying to get into this for 4 years. It's really hard to get in. Hundreds of people apply.
Especially with a grand prize like 10 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what was her costume?
She did a Barbie. It was inspired by, like, when you're walking down the aisle and see Barbie clothes. So she had her gown she was wearing, and then right next to it would be another gown that was in, like, the Barbie clothes box.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool the way she put it together, and there was so many amazing outfits, and my mom's in town, and this event is actually free to go to. You don't have to have a badge, so for next year, for locals, it's a great local event. So since it was free and you didn't have to have a badge, I brought mom along with me. Mom, what did we just do?
We just saw a great fashion show.
It was a geek couture fashion show.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. I thought it looked like normal clothes for these people here. Well, at Comic-Con.
Okay, Mom. So we had a friend in it, which was amazing. But what was your favorite part of, like, the whole experience?
Oh, my gosh. Watching people come in was my favorite part.
You didn't even have to see the designers in their outfits. Yeah.
No.
It was so much fun. There was everything in this fashion show, from Bluey to Barbie, from Star Wars to Hot Wheels.
My favorite.
What was your favorite?
Sharknado.
That wasn't even in the contest, Mom.
It was there on the runway.
There was a Jaws one, and you're going to still talk about the Sharknado one?
Yep.
Okay.
Boy, you kind of sound irritated with Mom there, not picking up on the Jaws theme.
There was a great Jaws gown that I thought she would get into that somebody had custom made for this.
Yes.
And she was so excited by the Sharknado gown, which was very cool, but it was also somebody bought, like, I'm not kidding you, a quinceanera gown, and threw a bunch of sharks on it.
Okay. See, because couture is supposed to be high-end, you know, high fashion.
Right.
That was one of a kind, obviously, but yeah, it's supposed to look expensive.
Jessica, is this special for you to experience this with your mom, or be honest, are you kind of like, I wish I was here with someone that really got into it more, or is your mom as much of a geek as you are about this stuff?
Oh, this is actually my mom's second Comic-Con.
Okay.
She came with me 10 years ago and loved it. My mom's a total geek, and she just loves she loves people watching. So she was in her element. Before the show even started, she was already planning on coming next year.
Okay. How did your friend do?
She did okay. She didn't win, but that's okay. It was her first year. I am so, so proud of Sean. I'm going to post all the videos on our KSON Instagram here in just a second. One that won was a guy. He put 600 pieces of doll clothes together to make a dress.
Oh, wow.
So our Comic-Con coverage this morning kicks into high gear because Jessica's just getting started. We got country singer Raina Roberts. She's on Beyonce's record, Cowboy Carter. She's on America's Got Talent right now.
You may have seen her at a Stagecoach a couple of years ago.
She is in town to cover Comic-Con, to perform at Comic-Con, and to be, more importantly, our Comic-Con correspondent with producer Jessica. She's your play date this entire weekend. How cool is that?
I'm so excited.
Anyway, she's coming in the studio to talk about that coming up at 7:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.